Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Education. Ha! There you go.
Wow.
She's over here.
Welcome, Meatloaf, to the party. And, would that be Meatloaf? Or was that AC/DC?
I have no idea what
little
that
little Alice Cooper?
No. I don't know. Just me.
That was pretty good. So welcome to March. Education is our theme.
That's right. If you haven't noticed on our Facebook page, you know, I posted that. It's.
Oh, did you post it already?
Yeah, you told me to. I do what I'm told, like,
oh,
unlike you.
God. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I like that YouTube channel you put up the other day. That was pretty awesome. YouTube channel art.
Art. No, the art, yes, and the trailer.
And the little
new trailer.
The
yeah,
new
we trailer. I created a new trailer. It kind of just highlights videos and audio.
On that trailer, is that, it seemed like I saw something on there where it was just like this is what the YouTube channel looks like to a new user or returning user. Does that channel trailer run on both?
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. Like,
well, you know, when you go, I saw something, and I may be incorrect, but I saw something on YouTube where you could look at your channel as a new subscriber,
right?
As a
but
new
you were probably logged in though.
Well, yeah, I was logged in, but it's whether or not you are a returning subscriber or if you're a new subscriber.
Oh, right. No, it's yes, it's for
it's probably for both.
New,
right?
I think. Well, I know what you're talking about now.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, no big deal. It looks good. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Made me laugh. Oh, I put in the plan. No, the strap. The strap laughter. Remember the strap laughter?
The strap laughter.
I actually sent that to Boo Ray and Gary today.
Oh, my God. You sent
the
strap-on laughter?
You know why? Because they were talking about eating edibles at WPPI.
How did I miss
that
episode?
Effing hilarious. It was hilarious. They got high, and it was funny.
Wait a minute.
And
hey,
so I had
Hang. They got high?
They ate edibles. Well, Boo Ray did. It's a long story. You have to go listen to it.
You're not gonna spoil it for me.
No, I'm not gonna spoil it for you or the listeners. Go listen to the podcast. It's the latest episode, which is
But it's the Photobomb Podcast.
Yeah, photobombpodcast.
.com.
.com, and it's February something episode, end of February episode.
But something to do with WPPI.
Yes, WPPI, and it said. Let me just tell you what it said. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, let's put it in the show notes. Don't look it up right now. It's okay. We'll look in the show notes.
But it's pretty funny.
Hang on. Let me put on here on my little link.
So I had to share ours. I had to.
You had to share?
Because it was a funny. Okay. It was a funny. And so I said, dude, you guys got to listen to this because we did basically the same thing, but we did it while we recorded it, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah, but did they do it on purpose?
No, he needed it for, he was having pain or something from going from imaging to WPPI and within a few days. And so he was feeling some pain in his ankle or something. And he was talking to somebody, and this guy goes, hey, I got some edibles. He goes, okay. And so they were in the bar.
Dude, anybody walk up to me and say, hey, you got some edibles?
No, this is a friend of his. He was talking to
someone. Oh, so it's someone he knew. So it's his drug dealer.
Well, good grief, yes. So, no. So he was at the bar, and Gary had never done this. And Boo Ray's like, blah, 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 I got an edible. I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And so something like, well, let's do this. And so Gary didn't hesitate. Okay. Of course, I think they were already drunk. I don't know. But it went for like, he said it lasted him for like 2 or 3 days, but it's a funny story how it affected him. It's freaking hilarious.
It lasted 2 or 3 days? Man, that was some
he
good
He felt
gummy.
Good for two, yeah, he felt pretty good, but they were both like floating, and they were,
wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin it, so it's pretty funny.
Well, that's good. Okay, so we have a guest.
Yes, we do.
That we actually met at Bedford's PhotoCon Photo Walk. Has it been two Thursdays ago? It's been a while.
Yeah, it wasn't a we. It was only you.
Well, it was I
wasn't
I was
there.
With
yeah.
Ken Martin,
yeah.
The bison hunter,
right?
Photographer,
mm-hmm.
And
love you, Ken.
Yeah, I love you, Ken. And she was climbing around like a little spider monkey inside there, and I just thought, you know what? I need to get you on the podcast.
Yeah, her name is Yana.
Yana, and her last name is D because she said you can't pronounce it.
Right. So we're not going to go there. So it's Yana D. We'll put some links in the show notes for to follow her.
Well, she really doesn't want to say what her last name is. I'm wondering if she's like in a political asylum.
Yeah.
You can jump on here now. Oh, that's wait a minute. I got to take you off. There you go.
Well, finally. No.
Yeah. Finally. Oh, and she's spunky, listener. So.
Oh, she is spunky.
She's got spunky.
She is. I just wanted to say, I had it all figured out when I was going to say, but she, I don't now, but she is very intelligent. She's, I was going to say, she's got it all. Her boyfriend is a very lucky guy. He better appreciate it. He better.
Hey, wait. It's a new boyfriend.
Right.
Like, but she just got this guy. So he could be knocked off the pedestal, but he does look like D'Artagnan.
Okay, I don't know who that is. But
the Three Musketeers. Does nobody watch the Three Musketeers?
I've seen both iterations, and I don't remember that name. So anyway, what I was saying is she's got a lot of things going for her. She's intelligent. She's beautiful. And she's a climber, and she's a painter, and she's going into photography. It's just, wow.
To sum it up, engineer in training, aspiring photographer and model.
Model.
Draw, paint, and I'm building out a van to live in. That sums it up.
You're building out a van to live in. Wow. That's cool.
Because you're an engineer.
Yeah.
Because she can.
Because she
can't afford rent.
Oh.
Oh, okay, good. I like that idea. Well. So I got to ask, how did a Russian wind up in Oklahoma? It sounds like the opening of a joke, doesn't it?
It does.
I was right in the middle of the country, so seemed like a good place to be. And then I learned there's tornadoes here, so I was like, wrong decision.
Oh, I thought you were going to be excited by the tornadoes.
Kind of terrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have tornadoes in Russia?
No, the biggest thing we had was earthquakes and political unrest, but...
Oh, that... I don't know about you, but political unrest sounds pretty hard compared to tornadoes.
Yeah.
I mean...
But I will say, I do hear the accent now.
Yeah.
You do hear the accent?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's been described to me as an Oklahoma Russian accent. I was slightly offended, to be fair.
Yeah.
I just can't get over her. I mean, she's a good model. I haven't seen any of her photography yet.
Oh, and she models missed. Good. She's funny. That's what I missed. You know, she's witty. You did say that earlier, but that
she has a kind of a dry sense of humor. But her giveaway is she smiles.
Yes.
So she smiles a lot. So it's dry humor, but with the smile, so you know she's joking.
But it's the kind of humor that I have to really listen to because I'm pretty slow, and she's got that intellectual humor. It's very.
Highbrow.
It's highbrow, yeah. It's like, so I've got to really pay attention. Otherwise, I'm going to look like an idiot because I'm going to go, yeah, that was funny. And then I'll go, later on, you know.
Careful,
yeah,
don't get my confidence up too high.
Oh, you kidding me? It's awesome. So
I can see your head is getting larger. No, just kidding.
No, not even close. Okay, so one of the reasons that we brought you on here, this is an interesting story because she is a aspiring engineer. Now, we never.
She is an engineer.
I am an engineer. Got my bachelor's, getting a master's.
Oh, you already got your... I thought you were getting your bachelor's.
No, I'm better than that.
She is an engineer.
Shut the front door. We have never had an engineer on the podcast.
But don't go into any of the buildings I'll design in the future. I'll send you a list.
No, okay. Oh. Well, I was going to ask you, like, engineer, like, which kind of engineer? Oh. Architectural engineering?
Architectural engineering was my undergrad degree, and now it's, like, a structural engineering focus.
So what do you want to do with the degree when you're done? What's the plans?
So I'm kind of revolting against the machine or against the engineering typical path, and I want to build tiny houses and van campers.
I love that idea.
I definitely feel like an oddball in my with my classmates. I'm like, yeah.
No, I don't think that's...
No, that's because, you know, honestly, I think that's where it's at. I mean... Hopefully we won't run out of those containers, but I don't think so. But I at least I heard that. I asked somebody about that, and I don't know who it was. But anyway, so yeah, that's a very creative outlook or idea to be wanting to do that. I think it's great because I want to live in one. I want to have like a lake house or another house that's a tiny house so I can go hang out or even live in one, sell my house and live in one.
Well, you know. I think that there's a big challenge that most people don't realize in a tiny home. And I've watched a lot of videos, you know, and I've camped a lot when I was younger. You know, you can put a lot of functionality in a small home, and you could be very surprised on what minimum you actually need to to live on and thrive on.
Yeah.
Where I think an architect, given an empty
canvas,
can make a grandeur type thing.
Yeah.
But if you had all this space, anybody can make something big. It's when you're limited to, mm-hmm. you know, 8 foot by 12 foot and say, okay, this has got to be living, eating, shower, and we have to make this all connect. That's mm-hmm. why I love the Swedish people. Like, they build, like, the amazing stuff. And everything is all cutely designed.
It's have you seen adorable. The ones downtown yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, there's one, there's a little place right, I don't even know what it is. I think it's just little shops right next to the A-Loft. They've got them, like, on top of each other.
You're talking about the shipping containers?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
they're,
the shipping, there's
that's
a
what
bar.
Tiny houses are. Anyway, it's a bar, but yeah they're like bar. They're all sitting on top of each other.
Yeah,
it's pretty
the,
slick.
Anchor Down, is that the one?
Yeah, that's it.
About?
Anchor
yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where it is? Is that you've seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
But south of the Wheeler's Park, where the Ferris wheel is, they're building a tiny town community.
Yes, I drove through there with one of my clients. We were shooting mm-hmm. the junk trucks. You know, the junk pro.
Yes. Yes.
And we drove through there, and we both were going, "What? What's this, you know?" Yeah,
it's the millennial way.
But they didn't
way
look
of a,
like tiny houses. They just looked like regular.
Well, those are small.
Those are townhomes or
those
something.
Those are small townhomes. But in that area, the in between there.
Oh, gotcha.
They're going to be tiny. Because the tiny homes, I think one of the things that make them unique is they're technically a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not pinned down, so you don't have to pay property taxes because it's a trailer.
Well, it's not a trailer. It's a container that they use on, like, ship things.
Well,
like,
a lot of tiny houses are just built on a trailer.
They're built on a trailer.
Oh,
the biggest
gotcha.
Consideration is the way that the trailer can carry, and that's
right.
what you try to design around, the weight capacity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's pretty cool. So it's like a, okay, so let's call it what it is. It is a cheaper version of a mobile home.
Right. Yes.
Or more expensive.
Or more expensive, depending on what you do.
Or, yeah, more expensive.
I've seen them several times at the Home and Garden Show, and I always go in there and always take pictures and always ooh and awe, the multi-levels. And
I know,
just
it's crazy.
So cool, you know. And I've talked to them, you know, about shooting for them, but I haven't followed up.
It would just be like, you wouldn't go inside. You'd just shoot through the windows. Like, stick your camera in the window, take a shot. Go on the other side, stick your camera in the window, take a shot.
Yeah.
Because if you're inside, you'd be bad. So have you designed any of these yet? Obviously you have, right?
I have designed my van layout, which was really interesting because it had to house myself and a cat, you know. Gotta have a
oh my god, body. We have a Russian chick with a cat.
Hey, I love it. I love
that's
cat.
Beautiful.
Well, he doesn't know that he's gonna live in a van yet, but
well here's another thing. I just watched a YouTube video / documentary. A guy bought a box truck.
Yeah.
And did his house. He lives in that. You that's, know? He's an older guy too, mm-hmm. so
it's
cool.
definitely taking off. I'm afraid that this scene is becoming too crowded.
Yeah.
Every van you see, you're like, is someone living in it?
Right.
I think it's awesome. Well, we have a friend of the show called Mandy Lee. We'll get you her info. And she's been on the road now for almost 3 years living
awesome.
In a teardrop trailer.
Yeah.
With her boyfriend. And we actually interviewed her on the podcast remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Mandy may or may not listen to this podcast, but everybody knows that, you know, Jim and I both had the hots for her. Until they decide to upgrade their trailer, and they could have had a bathroom with the shower, mm-hmm. but they opted for more storage. And we're like, so, like, how do you, like, take a shower? I was like,
they go somewhere and do it. Or
yeah, we can go just, a couple of days with that. I'm like, oh,
or they
no.
have a little bowl there, and they just kind of get wet and...
I mean, if
wash
you can't
yourself.
Find a shower, find a lake.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm kind of like a 2-shower-a-day guy in the winter. And in summertime, it's like 3.
You would not survive in a tiny house or
no.
in a trailer.
Oh, I would. I would. But the tiny house would be the whole bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
That would
be a cool thing.
That would be a cool
Make
thing
a
to
pool
have.
Out of one?
It would. Okay, so enough of tiny houses. So let's talk about your photography. You are a painter.
Yeah.
Accomplished painter.
Let's talk about your photography. You are a painter.
Yes. But I'm leading into
I do creative. Take pictures of my paintings with the camera.
Yeah.
How did you get trained in painting?
I actually went to an art school in Russia since I was 7 because my grandma saw me doodling some kind of bird, a pigeon, I think. And she was like, wow, you're 7 and you're drawing that. Let's enroll you in an art school.
That's awesome. Same thing happened to me, too.
So you went to training to do painting.
Yeah, painting, like pencil drawings, all mm-hmm. of that yeah. stuff.
I did that young, too.
How are you learning to do photography? And don't say YouTube. I will spank you right now.
Hey,
with this.
There's nothing wrong with YouTube.
No, you can say YouTube. It's okay.
Well, you take a camera and you press the shutter button.
Yes.
And that's how you learn.
And that takes a picture and you're like, wow, that looks like crap.
Make lots of mistakes.
Yeah. Somebody said the first 10,000 images are your worst ones you ever take.
I believe it.
But now that we have digital, it's like 50,000.
Yes, that's right.
Just keep pressing the shutter button. And
yeah, because 10,000 frames of film that you have to pay for, you learn really quick.
I just thought of something just when we said that. You know, the whole pressing the shutter thing is your class. It's your education class. You know, that's...
Ooh, I'm writing that down.
That's, you know, I thought you don't have to go pay money. Just keep shooting.
Well, the one thing...
I mean, not necessarily... You know what I'm saying?
You're about to put a whole bunch of people out of business.
Yeah. Right.
We hope so.
I'm not saying you don't need to go, but you know... Just take a lot of pictures and go to a – well, we'll get into all that later.
Well, okay, but yeah. And we're being a little saucy in this month of March for education because I think our theme is, you know, you're getting your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of workshops out there varying in prices from inexpensive to extremely expensive.
Right.
And there's big shows like WPPI, Imaging USA, Shutterfest. We have Photocon coming up at the end of the month with Bedford. So you're mm-hmm. going, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, you know, how much, I guess my question is, to a new beginner that wants to be a photographer, and I don't know how to set a bar, but let's just say to be at a position of photography where you could make a living at it,
mm-hmm.
how much training, how much expense do you expect to pay to get there? I mean... You know what I'm saying? Like, so you went to an art institute to learn to be a better, I guess, to finesse your painting, drawing skills. So that has a price. And then when you exit that institution, you should be at a certain level because you have teachers that grade you and give you different things. So you come out and you're like, hey, I can do this. But as a photographer, once you buy the camera, how much time and energy and money do you think you should spend to get to that professional level?
So I have a thought. So I
want yes. Give it. Just jump in there. Don't wait for me to
stop. Shut up and let her talk then.
I'm trying.
So in art school, we learn the basic techniques, like how to apply shadows and how to apply highlights and where things should be darker and lighter than other things. So it's a lot of technical info. You don't really learn how to, like... You learn the basics, but you don't really become an artist necessarily until you take those lessons and you start creating for yourself, and then you develop your own style. So I think it's the same thing with photography. You can learn as much technique as you possibly can from classes, but it's not until you just take the camera and go off on your own that you start developing that style and technique that is uniquely yours. And then I feel like if people will like it, someone will, and then that's how you, like, people will like your style, and they'll start, like, asking you to take pictures and mm-hmm. paying you for them.
The word will get out, and So I think it depends on the person as far as how much you will need to learn need to pay or need to go to workshops, because some people have the inclination, some people are inclined, like with art even, you know, you either have it or you don't. Some people can be a photographer. Some people shouldn't be a photographer, but I'm not going to try to be mean, but I'm just saying that some people can be a photographer, but they may not have the artistic eye that Yana has or anybody else. But the other thing I was going to add is they probably are very good. This is such a big, broad thing, but a very good background or sense of business, how to run a business, because either they were raised around it. Their parents were very, very, what's the word? Very motivational and encouraging and stuff. And and trying to get them just being a good example, you know. And so I was going to say earlier, when you're taking, when you're in school, like if you're going to college for this, for photography or whatever, whatever you're going to do, you have to, and I'm saying this, and I've said it so many times on this podcast, because I did not do this. You're taking the rough road if you don't take some form of business class if you know you're gonna do this for a business.
Take a business class.
Take a business class. And you know, we always just say take a business class, but I think on another episode we mentioned some things, some places. Didn't we mention some places possibly to go do that? So
yeah, I'll put them in the show notes and everything.
Yeah. So it depends on the person as far as how much education they need get started.
On that side of the business, but dealing with education, like getting your, I guess, education in the sense of being a photographer. Like, you know, in art school, they didn't teach you any business, right? They just...
No, and actually I'm not a successful artist because of it. I mean, like, in German...
See?
Yeah.
Like, I have so much artwork and it's beautiful, but I have had, like, a very minimal amount of commissions, either because... It takes so much to do art, like emotionally in a way for me, just, and I can't create unless I'm inspired to, but also I'll be selling a whole bunch of artwork here soon through my Instagram because I cannot fit it in the van. So if you want some art
or Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. What's your Instagram so they can follow you?
It's reckless.explorer.
Reckless.explorer, and we'll put that in the show notes so people have a good link to it.
Check it out.
So you're bringing up this whole van thing again.
Yeah.
Am I getting the impression that once you graduate, you're hitting in a van and going on the road?
Yeah, I am.
Shut up, girl. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm graduating. What else am I supposed to do? Find a job?
Oh my god. Why would I get a job? I'm just gonna get a van.
Typical millennial.
I don't need money.
I don't need money. I just need a van and some gas.
And a camera, right?
You gotta have a camera. Gotta have a camera.
That being said, I think she has has it going on to be able to do that. I just think it's gonna happen for her.
Have you seen her Instagram?
Yes, I'm following her. I just looked. I have followed you since the
I was just asking if you, because her Instagram, like, she's not taking the photos. That's people taking pictures of her.
Yes and no. So yeah, I have so many pictures that I've taken that I'm so very particular about editing. Like, being an artist, I guess, rubs off on that, where I take so
long
to edit something, because I every detail matters to me.
You can't finalize it.
The lights and the shadows and balancing the colors.
But isn't that what makes you you?
Yes.
That adds to your uniqueness.
But it takes like 5 hours for a single picture. So
you'll learn that. I remember that's how I was. I spent way too much time trying to make it better. I could never finalize it, you know?
So I made a separate page for that, Reckless Explorer Photography. And I have like 3 pictures on there because I just never get to it.
So once you get to a point where you're making money and you're having to produce on a regular basis, that will go away. the spending a lot of time to a point. Depends on what it is. If it's a personal work or whatever, you know, I like these ones I did of Hannah. I want to go back and do some stuff.
Oh, my
stuff.
God, dude. Those ones you did of Hannah were...
They were fun. They were a lot of fun to do.
They kick ass.
Yeah.
Kicked the
And I've still
ass.
Got tons of them. I felt like I put way too much on Instagram, but I don't care. You know, put them on... Like, I scheduled them out.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Instagram. Have you guys seen how some photographers do like the 9 and the 6 pics?
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to start doing that. So they'll upload like
the most
one photo, but it's 6 different pieces. So when you look at the feed, you see a bigger photo.
That was a big deal way back.
That's so frustrating.
I know, cuz when you're scrolling through, all you see is half their face. And I've always wondered, not always, but I forget what that is, but now I realize I was looking at somebody else's as a whole, not like scrolling one at a time. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. It was Emily Dunda across the screen. It was three images across.
Yes, that was Courtney.
Courtney, right.
Courtney was posting that. I think she did that with Emily and then another model.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but it's kind of confusing to people that are just scrolling through. you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing. It makes them go to your profile to see the big picture.
True, that's true.
Because you don't get all the photos at one time. True. They're all intermixed in
so
your
break
feed.
Up your feed like one of those, like once a month.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
Yeah, just let it build. That right. could be
and
that
actually,
could be
I actually went and started one today. I was going to start and build one, but I didn't have enough time, so.
It happens that way. So. Okay, so talking about education, since you're on the very beginning part of photography education, what would you feel is your best direction to learn? I mean, obviously you mentioned taking the shutter, go out and learning, but where would you learn those basics? Or what would you suggest someone in your position? Like, hey, I'm planning on doing X, Y, Z. What about you?
Or even do you have a goal or do you have things in place so that you're wanting to do?
Yes, I guess coming at this as an artist, so I have some, I guess, artistic background, which I think art and photography are similar, because composition still matters regardless, right. And lights and shadows matter. In art, you're creating them yourself. In photography, you try your best to capture them or edit the picture in a way that brings them out. So, like you mentioned, my Instagram, like the pictures on there are not mine, but I often spend a lot of time editing them from what my friends take. So I find the artistic process in that, and I know it's not as, I guess, admired as taking the picture and editing it, but like just the editing process is really fun for me.
Yeah,
but that is a part of the image, and yeah. I think people disregard that. I get upset when people go, "Oh, look, it's straight out of the camera." I'm like, "Well, but the camera cannot see what your eyes see."
Yeah, or your brain. Yeah,
or your brain. It's a different tool. So the processing is that bridge. From what the camera's able to capture and what your mind or your heart sees.
Some befores and afters are quite
different.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've got the same issue, not the issue, but when you said editing the image, because I lost my thought, but
that's okay. It sometimes
happens all the time.
Happens all the time. So what is your goal education wise to learn the craft?
I definitely want to figure out how to use my camera to its best capacity. So I have like Nikon D3400, the basic camera. I bought it for like $499 a couple of years ago for my birthday. And it just been laying around until I picked it up one time and took it with me on a climbing trip. And I took some pictures of people climbing and they turned out pretty good. And people asked me to send them to them and regardless of how they looked, and I thought it looked pretty cool. Never posted them, though. people just liked getting their picture taken, and I made friends through it, and that felt really cool. Because everyone likes getting their picture taken, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, especially absolutely. If they're climbing. And so I started doing that more, and I mean, as you went to that third Thursday walk, it's just butts, pretty much, when you climb. So I have a lot of pictures of butts on my camera of climbers.
Well, because you're looking up. But she's unique because she can climb ahead of you and shoot down and get a much better... I mean, that is a genre in photography called adventure photography. And that's what you're going
to
get?
She knows that.
So, yeah. I guess my personal goal is to learn how to use all the different features right now. Shooting and I want to say the aperture mode where the camera still controls the shutter speed, but I'm controlling the aperture and the ISO.
Right.
Which learning what those things were was really fun too.
So
let me say this. So that's a good topic or a good subject to talk about. So we're talking about education and where you can go and learn certain things. And I'm going to say to the listeners, visit your local camera store.
Oh yeah,
you know, because they always have not always, but a lot of them have classes, and that falls under basic camera photography.
I think Bedford's. If you buy a camera there, they do have a free camera
class,
like a camera control class.
Yeah, and it's a group class, not a one-on-one, right?
Right. It's a group class,
but. People like Robert and I, you know, would totally want to get together and be willing to do that with you to talk about basic stuff, you know?
That'd be really awesome. And also, I guess the other thing, I lost my thought.
Oh, that's okay. Both of you guys are losing your
thought. I know.
Your thought was about
learning
controls.
I learned more.
You guys keep talking.
Okay.
I learned more. I really get interested to do more photography once I learned that Oklahoma does have all these photo walks and different resources. And I started following a whole bunch of photographers on their Instagram and seeing what they've been up to and a lot of it. And I started like following the hashtag Oklahoma City Photography. And that got me kind of like inspired and like starting to look more into it and what resources are available to me in the city. And turns out there's a lot of cool stuff like the photo walks and what's the other one that they do?
Clubs, camera clubs?
No, there's other photo walks.
Conventions.
Street meet.
Oh, yeah,
street meet. And I haven't gone to that one yet, but I really want to.
Yeah, they're fun because, I mean, you know, it's like this. We get together. When you get together with other people in your industry, you're passionate about it, and you talk a lot about it. So it's fun to get together and talk because that's what's cool about PhotoCon, too. And even those gatherings is you know, for me, for example, my family, they're not interested in photography. They could care less, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the only one, so I don't really have, except, you know, I have Robert, you know, and some other friends, but not in my direct family. So I have to go somewhere to actually interact in person. And you know, to me, it's not the same as doing it online on Facebook or whatever. Doing it in person is so much better because you make friends. You build relationships, you know.
And you get to see their style and how they work around the models, how they use different angles. And also, it's I've gone to... one of them, well, I guess to two of them, I've only been to two Thursday walks, but I've gone to two of them, like, as a model as well, and that was really cool to just, like, see other models and see how they worked with the environment, because I'm starting at both modeling and photography.
Yeah.
Because I finally, I guess, have the nerve to. I don't know, it's just been something that's hard to get into spontaneously, but I think all these resources that we have, it makes it a lot more accessible, and I'm really excited to keep on learning more about both.
So what I want to say too is, and you probably do this already, you know, you've been to a few, right? You've been to some of these, right? The photo walks. Don't find yourself standing in the same position as the other photographers. Like if you're shooting one subject, move around, do it, get on the ground or get a different angle than everybody. Cause a lot of times I see everybody's shooting the same angle. But that being said, a lot of times their composition may be way different than yours. You know, you can't see in the viewfinder.
And the editing process will change it a lot.
Exactly, yeah. But what's cool about it though is you can later on see, you know, maybe if you see some photos from that same event, you'll go, oh wow, I didn't think of that angle.
That's always exciting to go back and check it out and see what other people were able to do with the same materials.
The other thing I was going to say was something else. darn, I forgot.
Gotta go on a scavenger hunt to find that thought.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you a question. It might have been about that, about the different angles. So anyway, Robert's back, so he can continue, because I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, you forgot what you're going to say?
Again, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because I can tell we're like, you know, we think a lot alike. Yeah,
we think a lot alike. Okay, sorry, we had to interrupt you. We're at the 616 Studios in downtown Moore. And the lights are on, so we had some visitors pop in because, you know, Chad's normally out of here by now.
Oh, okay.
So we're borrowing his wonderful studio.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing I want to do, and this is why I think this is so unique for education, since she's brand new on the cusp of photography, she's kind of like getting in that barrier area, starting to learn her controls, and she's going to go to PhotoCon. I want to interview her at PhotoCon after.
Yeah.
So that we can kind of, I want to get an update.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, your
experience as a new photographer.
As a new photographer, you know, the tickets run.
What are they, 75 and then 99? And
well, I mean, I think the full retail is like 129.
Okay, right.
And there's
right.
always like discounts for 79, depending, you know, the early bird special, that kind of thing. And find out, okay, so if, you know, was this worth the money you spent? The time, the energy, you know, did this give you a lift up into a different area?
Yeah.
And maybe photographers at different levels, maybe it's not, but maybe it is for you. But we can hear about that afterwards. I think that's
so be I think more times than not, people go to any conference and they come away uplifted, encouraged, inspired often, right?
Correct, yes.
But if that person or several people, if they came away somewhat disappointed that they didn't have a good time or whatever, that's on them, I think, because they went there for a specific thing, a specific experience in their mind. They envisioned their experience, or they have something they wanted to learn and they weren't able to learn that one thing. And if they didn't, they should have gone and found someone and asked about it instead of leaving disappointed. So that's my take on that. I think mostly everybody goes to a conference and enjoys themselves and they get something out of it because there's the whole networking thing.
Right. You know? There's a lot of different levels to that.
Yeah.
So now that you're going to go to PhotoCon, it's actually 2 weeks away. Ooh. I mean, it's pretty quick. It's the end of the month.
Ooh. Gotta learn
have
fast.
Have you thought about you gotta learn fast. Have you thought about how you're gonna prepare for is this your first photo convention ever, right?
Yes. I guess I haven't had any like formal training in photography.
Any at all. So but you go out with a group of photographers that are friends of yours and you guys kinda like
I've gotten some advice, yeah, but not like not like hands on setting a day shooting kind of thing. It's more like climbing routes. Oh, like how does this composition look? Cool, let's try something different.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this real quick. Involved. I don't know if you've misunderstood. Robert's talking about after PhotoCon, like at PhotoCon, your experience.
Yeah, for sure.
After, okay. We weren't expecting you to learn some stuff and by PhotoCon and then tell us about it.
See, but I'm also kind of intimidated. Like, being surrounded by people who are like so much more accomplished in
photography. Oh, believe me, there's going to be some people that
aren't. So it's
going to
be so interesting, especially since I kind of specialize in candid photography of people just doing their thing outdoors and a whole bunch of nature and mountains and mountain goats.
Yeah.
Those have been like my best shots. Goats make for some really good models.
Goats.
Because you don't have to pose them. They just do their thing.
They just do their thing.
They're just naturally majestic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn your horns a little bit to the left.
Oh, don't run towards me. Don't run towards me. Oh, no.
That's pretty interesting.
I want to hold a baby goat.
Well, okay.
I want to just love on one. They're so cute. You know?
They might, its mom might come after you.
What's that?
Its mom.
Oh, I know. But they were at the zoo, one of these events I shot at the
zoo, something
farm.
It?
No, it was at the farm thing, whatever it's called. There's this little
farm.
It's this little thing you go to.
It's a farm.
It's where families go to. It's like at a park.
It's a family farm? Is it the or family farm?
I think it
farm?
Is. I think it is. Yeah.
I was kind of working my way up to that. I was trying to give you like leadway
right,
on that.
Right, right, yeah.
It was like Jeopardy. I'll buy an eye.
Right. Okay, so.
Okay, so what I'll. What excuse me, I should have hit the thing. It's.
Oh,
I,
no, you're
I
good.
I just got
I'm
back
just saying
that short
the time.
Got back from that short trip to China, and I just can't seem to shake this call.
Oh.
I'm going to go.
So, you know, she did bring up a really good point, because we do have a lot of listeners that are new to photography or just beginning. And I'm telling you right now, you should not have any fear at all of walking in there, no matter how much you know.
Mm-mm. Or how little you don't know.
Or how little you don't know. It doesn't make a difference. Mm-mm. It's a very engaging fun,
inviting
group of people, and we're all there for the same purpose, is to socially learn new techniques.
If you go there and you don't feel it is inviting because of some person, anybody, you tell us.
See, it's more of a personal struggle.
Personal struggles.
Yeah,
we like those.
It's so
introvert.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get uninspired when you shoot something and it's not working out the way you want it to, or you see people who are like shooting it and are like moving around and doing something and they're just in the zone and you're like trying to fake it till you make it, but just like you're just not feeling the groove.
That is such a normal feeling.
Yeah. It is.
I can,
because it's so much easier to walk away than it is to persist and then like look back at the pictures and learn from them. It's just easier to give up.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're not going to, are you?
Oh, no.
We're not going to let you. And then remember, we'd like to remind all of our listeners that the PhotoFacts podcast booth will be downstairs in the lobby.
Yeah.
So it's a safe place. Jim should design one of those little safe place signs. You know, we had the parents hugging.
Right.
But put a camera around it. So like, this is a safe
this
zone.
This is a safe zone.
So if you want to find me, I'll be down there crying in a corner.
No.
If you ever, if you feel like you need to go somewhere and like chill, that's the place to do it.
Yes,
not because we're there, but there's a little lobby there and there's little chairs. And come hang out. We may even get you on the podcast. Or we maybe do some live or something, you know.
Oh, it'd be awesome. So that's open to all of our listeners.
I think you'll have a great time, though.
So come down and see us at the Aloff Hotel.
Yeah.
So we're going to check back with you after PhotoCon to see what you think.
But is it going to be at PhotoCon?
Yes.
Okay, so at the end,
like Saturday night.
That was good.
That was awesome.
We should Saturday harmonize. Night.
It's like you've been doing this for 300 episodes.
No, it's because we're brothers.
We are brothers. Yeah. We're twins.
Twins.
What did that one girl say the other night?
Oh, soulmates.
Soulmates.
We are soulmates.
We are soulmates.
I love you.
We need to record a new podcast called The Soulmates of Photography, coming to you live.
Man, I feel like a third wheel around here.
In a world. Yeah. In a world where... Never. That's terrible.
That was really good. Okay, so they can follow you on Instagram, which is reckless.explorer.
Yeah, reckless explorer.
So we don't have any no web page coming up or anything yet.
Not yet. Facebook presence or just no, not one just you want to share. Yeah, that's cool. That's good enough. I mean, hey, a lot of people don't even need anything else.
Snapchat? Any special things on no Snapchat? Nope, just nothing you're gonna share with the world.
Good old Instagram. I don't use Snapchat. I'm not cool enough. No, sorry, guys.
Ooh, how about TikTok?
Dude, she just said no. Just Snapchat. I mean, just Instagram. Okay, that's it.
Well, I'm just trying.
Are you on TikTok?
Move on.
Of course I am. It's old fat guy 63.
Hey, that's mine. The 63 part. So okay.
No, you're old skinny guy 63.
That's true. No, Slim Jim.
Hey, we really should go and get those.
That's my tag.
You should go get your Slim Jim on TikTok.
Oh.
Before somebody else gets it.
Well, did you notice my Slim Jim gallery or whatever? What was that I signed up for? We'll do that offline.
We'll do that offline. It'll be good. All right. Well, listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us again. I'm going to figure out which button to push so we can get our outro done.
Bottom right.
So be sure to... Bottom right?
That's the left, right?
Oh, that's left. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And follow Yana.
Yana D.
Yana D.
At reckless dot...
Come on. You should at least tell the listeners what your last name is.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's going to blow your minds.
Yes.
Yana Dichkova.
Oh, I like that.
That was easy.
Dichkova. It's just Dichkova. Dichkova.
Dichkova. Yana like, no. Dichkova.
Incorrect.
See what coming I started? Now they'll just keep saying it.
Yes, Dichkova. It's kind of cool, though.
It's like, very cool, yeah.
Dichkova.
Wish I'd learned it earlier. Live. No.
We need, okay. Where's our cool background music? That's not it.
That's. I think it's the... pick one.
No. You know, they had the little like, in a world. No.
Visit.
No.
Visit our. Visit.
Okay, now visit he's. quit touching the board. No.
Okay, never mind. No. It has, it's on the next page.
It has labels, you guys.
It's on the. I can't read
them. We are so totally unprofessional.
Yes, we are. I don't care.
I don't care.
They love us anyway.
It's been fun.
That's why they don't ever interact with us because they're stupid. No. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
do you think Chad's gonna be upset that I was coughing on his mic?
Yeah.
He's gonna be like,
he don't even know we weren't gonna tell.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's gonna have to spray this thing down with Lysol.
Okay, hit the button, Robert.
All right, hit the button. Thank you so much, Yana, for being
Thank
with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, education is the month of March.
March. We're in March. Yes.
So stay tuned for the next episode coming to you soon.
Bye bye. Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.